Welcome to the J.J. Nichting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Mid Prairie Band Director David Coons about upcoming performances and how the year has been so far. Well, thanks for joining me today, and just wanted to be able to kind of get an update, get an inside look at how things are going this year for the band over at Mid Prairie. So first, starting off with upcoming events, what's on the calendar for the band?
We are going to go to a marching band competition at Muscatine High School. The Muskie Invite is on Saturday, October 9th, and we play at Muscatine High School on Saturday, October 9th at 5:30 p.m. We haven't gone to that marching band competition before, so I'm really excited to go to that. I think my students are too, because that's a great opportunity to perform and to see other bands perform. And then the weekend after that, October 16th, is State Marching Band Contest, and I'm so looking forward to actually going to State Marching Band Contest after not going to State Marching Band Contest last year. It will be nice to actually go to Pella and play at State Marching Band Contest.
Now, on the topic of COVID, you know, obviously it's kind of thrown all schools everywhere for a loop, and education and extracurricular activities have looked very different from previous years over the past year and a half, 2 years. So far, how have things been going for you guys and the band, and how have students been feeling? Have there been too many that have reported illness?
In the band, I would say maybe there have been two or three people who have had issues with COVID and handled it fine. Of course, they had to miss coming to school, and those students have done a great job catching up when they've gotten back. Of course, I mean, it was a year ago, you know, we had to miss a lot of things. We had to be extremely cautious. We're still doing things to be cautious. We spend as much time as we can either playing, practicing outdoors, or practicing in places where we can have a lot of ventilation. And marching bands kind of has some built-in social distancing because everybody is filling up a football field. So that's kind of a given that we are at intervals from each other. So that helps with marching band. I mean, if we rehearse indoors, we still maintain some distance between each person in the band. And, I mean, we've handled it well as far as I'm concerned. It hasn't been something that's really kept us from making progress, from performing. And, yeah, we're dealing with it the best we can.
Coming from the teachers, instructors, directors position throughout this whole thing, how has it been for you in having to coordinate with, you know, all these different competitions and everything like that? Has it been a lot weirder or a lot more difficult to do this kind of stuff?
It really hasn't. I mean, my band has done great. They work very hard. They're very dedicated to what we do. I am very proud and happy with how the band has handled the season so far, and I'm looking forward to all the performances we still have coming up, because I think it's going to be exciting, and it's great to play live music together in front of an audience.
And that's been today's J.J. Nichting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mid Prairie Band Director David Coons talking about upcoming band events and how the year has been so far. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.